Chapter 35. Angel had tears in her eyes as she sat in the barn. He had no idea how much she hated going to his mother's house, how it had hurt her to know that she was not loved, not even liked. Anger seethed in her. She felt it like a storm inside of her, a turbulence that grew until it had to burst out. She needed to get out of the barn. She heard Ron's voice in her head saying, "Don't drive when you're this upset." And she screamed, "Fuck you," across the snow-covered lake. She got into the car and started it. Then she saw Ron walking towards the mailbox that was inexplicably set on the road by her driveway. He was waving towards her. "Shit," she exclaimed. She rolled down her window. "Going down to my mother's about 4 o'clock. Are you sure you don't want to go?" said Ron. "Yeah, Dad, I'm really fucking sure." She put the car in gear and pulled out of her driveway, scattering gravel. Ron thought, she drives like her mother. But he had heard the scream. He saw her face. Should he have gone after her? Should he try to call her? She wouldn't answer. Would she have gotten into an accident? The words of her therapist, Jackie, tried to reassure him. "She isn't suicidal, but she pushes those boundaries like she has to push at any boundaries." That was easy to say from an office, but out here on Christmas Eve afternoon, with his daughter off on winter roads, maybe crying, maybe not, maybe thinking of wrapping her car around a tree, and maybe not. Ron put his head down and closed his eyes. What was he going to say to Celeste? Ah, the holidays. How times had changed so much about them. Ron stood looking at the lake, letting his eyes search the trees across the water, staring down at the frozen wooden dock that was encased in a thin film of ice. Ron extended his hand and caressed a small frozen twig at the end of a branch. He looked up at the tree. "Are you sleeping or still awake?" He had begun to feel their presence when he was out playing with Keats or mowing the lawns or just wandering his property that was claiming his love. He stared down the road where Angel's car had gone. Having his love, was that a blessing or a curse? Which had it been for Angel? And then he saw her car coming back around toward the barn. She parked, got out, looked him in and said, "I forgot that there was nothing open." They embraced. It was a hard embrace, and he felt her body shaking against him. She was quivering like a frightened wild animal. They walked back to the barn together. Ron pulled the wide swinging wooden door closed in back of them and latched it from the inside. "I have to get you a proper lock." They went through another door into her room. Angel took off her coat and sat on the bed. "No one likes me at your mother's house." Ron nodded. "Except maybe for your mother and I, who love you." "You don't love me enough to keep them from hurting me." Angel felt the anger rising again. She did not want to feel that storm again. She did not want it to be Christmas. She never wanted it to be Christmas again. Ron did not know what to say. He could no longer dispute with Angel about how she felt. His mother and George and Bumpy had not been kind. His mother had been downright cruel to both Celeste and Angel for years. With Celeste, it had changed. With Angel, it had not. There had been countless fights, countless hours of discussion and soul searching that had been an utter failure. Marjorie Bombasco had become a formidable woman. Ron looked for Angel's eyes, and there they were, large and brown, bright as searchlights, and glowing in the quiet room. "I don't blame you for not wanting to go. I wouldn't want to go if I were you. But she's my mother. The holiday means a lot to her." "So, Dad," Angel gave off a smirk that, if Ron did not know any better, would have sworn that she got from him, "your advice is, sucks to be me, 'cause I don't see much else." "My advice is the same," said Ron. "Respect your family, but do what you have to do for yourself." "That would be great if it wasn't bullshit, Dad, because every time I do what I need to do for me, they all hate me more." The words stung like ice whipping into his face. "I'll go if you really want me to go, but I won't like it,"